Shalom Aleichem to all. The parashat Pasach Yetzi begins Vayetzi Yaakov Bever Shava Vayelach Harana. Yidur Dekarashi Lo Yeretzerach Lichtoy Vel Vayelach Harana. Didn't have to write only Vayelach Harana. V'lam Hiskei Tziyosai. Why does it mention the Yetzi also? Hamagash Yetzias Yaakov Min Hamokem Oysa Roshem. Shezman Sa Tzadik Be'ir. At the time that Tzadik is in the city, Hu Hoida Hu Ziva Hu Hadara. Yotza misham panahayde panaziva panadara. So the first thing one can ask is, it already said before that he went to Haran. It only repeated it after, is repeating it now again. Why over here do we learn out this nakuda of when a tzaddik leaves a city, panahayde panaziva panadara? And secondly, what exactly is the limud that the Torah is trying to teach us by telling us the tzaddik leaves the city, is pana hada hayda pana ziva pana adara. What is it to learn from that? So the first Rashi says that it already said ve'yelech harana. Why is it repeating now ve'yitzach ve'yashav ve'yelech harana? Because once Esav saw that rois b'nois kanam be'ina yitzchak aviv, Esav went to Yishmael. So it was mafsik already. It was mafsik in the inyan after already said ve'yelech harana. Therefore repeats, V'yitzlech Yaakov Be'er Shava. It's Ken Zayin that the Torah is specifically learning out this thing, Pana Haida, Pana Ziva, Pana Adara, from here, because here is like, so to speak, the Torah is, there was a time lapse. He already left, and then he's repeating again that he went back, and he went out and went to Haran. When a tzaddik is in a city, the Ziva, Haida, Ziva, and Adara is not just the tzaddik, but it's the people around him. The people act differently when you're around, associated with the tzaddik, when you're around Ruchnius, we act differently. And when that happens, even when the tzaddik leaves right away, the people are still acting that way. But over time, if it's not internalized, then it'll leave. So the Torah is teaching us, when the tzaddik is in a city, to realize, internalize what we're around, and should become part of us. And therefore, when he leaves, it won't be pana, because if he leaves and we don't internalize it, it's gonna leave totally. So here specifically, Vayetzi Yaakov, when the Torah is saying over a time, Vayetzi Yaakov Yerushalva, because over a time, after we let it, we let the time go just a little bit, our regilus, and the way we acted with the tzaddik was there, if it was not internalized, we'll leave. It's interesting that we learned this from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we're learning out this nekuda. The pasuk continues further, the pasuk says, "V'yifka b'amokim v'yolan shom kiva shemesh." So the Gemara in Chulin says, it says, "V'yitzi Yaakov v'yashav v'yilach haron," he already went to Haran, which was past Beis El, and then it says, "V'yifka b'amokim," that he met up to the Makayim, which is Beis El. Sounds like he didn't reach Haran. So the Gemara says, "Ki matal Haran Amar." When he came to Haran, he said, "Efshe avarti al Makayim sheispalu avoisa blei anila ispalolti." That it's possible, it could be possible that I passed over the Makayim where my avois was mispal and I wasn't mispalol. Kad yov daite lemedar. When he realized this in his das kaptzalei ara, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu mekvisas haderech vayifka b'makayim, and then he came to Beis El. So l'chayra, and here's where the Gemara learns out in brachas that Yaakov Avinu tefilas avos tuknum according to that mandam v'yisrael chanina. The Gemara learns that from this pasuk, v'yifka b'makayim, that it's a lashon of tefillah also, and he was a spal tefillas arvis. So the first thing is, there's an inyan, halacha, there's an inyan al-kapanim, specifically when you go to a Beis HaKnesses, to take the furthest route. And the moral is masber that, because tefillah, Beis HaKnesses, is become kariv to Rabbanu Shel Olam. And the more pu'ula that we do, the more ma'isa that we do, is a bigger, is a bigger curve, makes a bigger curva. Rav Huttner is the madama this, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah that by Erla Regel, the steps that a person takes to Yerushalayim is not just a Hechsher mitzvah, but it's a chelik of the mitzvah. So he's mazed with this morale that because Erla Regel is to become Karev to Rabbanu Shel Olam, and the more steps, the pu'ulas that we do are, make a bigger kurva. So the kurva is happening as we're taking those steps. Similarly by Beis HaKnesses, that when you go to Beis HaKnesses, the Indian to take a longer route because it makes a bigger kurva. So the shayla is, if Yaakov Avinu was Mispal al Tfilas Arvis here, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikafsalai Derech, why should we Kvitzis HaDerech, Vakert? The more pu'ula, the more meisim that he does is the bigger kurva. In this pasuk and this gemara Vivka Bamokim that we learn out Tfilas Arvis, so the gemara continues and the gemara says that after he was mispalel kadatzali boila medar Yaakov Avinu wanted to go back. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu tzadik zeh bala beis meleini v'yipater b'leilina miyad bo hashemesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu made vayolan sham kiva hashemesh. He slept there because kiva hashemesh. Why do you have to say Kivar Shemesh? So it's coming to tell that Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Shemesh specifically set then in order that Yaakov Avinu should be able to sleep there. So the Taisus and Brachas ask the Kasha that, so it comes out that Yaakov Avinu was a spal Tfilas Arvis before Shkia. Because only after, when he wanted to go back, the Gemara says, after he was already mispalal, it was Bar Shemesh. It became Shkia. So it comes out that he was a spal Arvis before Shkia. So how you talk in such a thing? So Tosfos wants to make a riot, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that the Zman Ma'ariv comes from Plaga Mincha. Like a Yehuda, that holds Plaga Mincha, and therefore he could be mispalel before Shkia. But Tfilas Arvis we find, Shaila Machlekes the Gemara, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Zachayiv. And Rashi says in Shabbos, the reason is because the Haktara Sevarim, were Balayla, were not Ma'akav de Kapara. So the Shaila is, Tfilos Avis took them. If Tfilos, that man the Amar, why is Tfilos Avis Rishus? And you don't find the Gemara is Taila, the Shaila of Tfilos Avis Rishus Achaiva, in the man, the Amrim of if Aves took them or Keneged Tzidim took them. So the Chayyur Pshat is, what's the Indian of Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Tfilas Arvis Rishus L'Chayyur means that Shachris and Mincha, there is a, those times of day, there is a reason why someone, a Machayev, that someone should have to daven at those times. But Ma'ariv, Lav Dafka, it's a time that someone has to daven. What's pshat? David Melch says, "L'hagid v'okeh chastecha be'munoscha ba'leilos." Ma'ariv is a time of emuna, and the Indian is because Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the teva of the bria at night, of the nivra at night, to be insecure. At night is a time that naturally a person is insecure, and because of that, he will find security by attaching himself to Rabbanu Shel Olam. So, v'nascha b'leilos, nighttime is time of emuna because it's a time of insecurity. And memela, naturally, a person will come to attach himself to Rabbanu Shel Olam. Memela by shachris and mincha are times during the day where we're involved and there's other things on our mind, there's other things to do, and we're not totally looking towards the Rabbanu Shel Olam, therefore there's machayev to be mispalel. But Arvis, which is a time, v'emunoscha b'leilos, it's a time when naturally we look towards the Rabbanu Shel Olam, maybe then there's no chiv to be mispalel. That's what the Manu Mishus holds. Manu Chayva holds that fakeret, if there's a zman, that there is a time to look towards the Rabbanu Shel Olam, certainly we should daven. But Akapanim, Tfilas Arvis Mishus, is because it's a time that a person will naturally look towards the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Yaakov Avinu, when he when he realized, how did his tefillah come about? He realized that he passed the makom, his father's was mispalel, he wasn't mispalel. So he chapped that I could have chapped the rain at tefillah towards the Rebbeinu Shleilu. It was a time that I passed a place where it was shayach for me to daven where I voice I would daven. Maybe I could have chapped the rain. Meaning there wasn't necessarily a tefillah, a chiyah for him to daven. He already davened shachas and mincha. But if I care it, it was a time for him to chap a rain, a tefillah that he could have, it was a mesugel, a time of kuvah towards Baruch Shalom, I could have chapped a rain, a tefillah. And therefore, that thesaurus, the chap a rain, the tefillah, that gufa is the kurva of Ma'ariv. And Mamel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he kuvah tzalei haderech, didn't have to walk, take those steps for the kurva. Because the yisoyer tefillah of that he was mesakin was that to be oimin al das, your zman to chapa rain, a zman that I look towards the Baruch Shalom to chapa rain, such a tefillah. And the mele, that gufa was the kurva of Ma'ariv. He didn't need the steps, the kurva to have to be able to go there in order to bring the kurva. And the mele, Yaakov, sakin tefillah Ma'ariv is ken zayin. Is azoy, because by MS, we learn out, the Gemara learns out from Vyashkam Avram Boiker that Avram was Mesak in Tfilas Shachris, and we find that Yisra was Mesak in Tfilas Mincha. So those are Makairis Lachaira, because Yaakov Avinu picked Boiker to get up in the morning to daven, so you see that was his man that you should daven. So he's Mesak in Tfilas Shachris. Yitzchak, he was going at Stam. The Torah says he was going at Stam, the Suach Basad at that time. So you see, that was the time Yitzchak was a spal to his Rebbeinu Shleilam. But when it comes to Yaakov, how do we learn from Yifka B'Mokayim that he was a Sakat Tfilas Ma'ariv? It was a one-time thing. You don't see, it wasn't that you have a pasuk over here that says that this is the time that he went out. So you see, this is the time he was a spal. He was a spal specifically only because of this Nakuda that Efsher Alti. So Mela, where do you see Bukhlal from there that he's a Sakan Tfilas Ma'ariv? The Teretz says it's Ken Zayn Fakert, that he was a Sakan in the Kuda of Tfilas Ma'ariv. The Kuda of Tfilas Ma'ariv is, he was a Sakan in the Kuda that where a time that he could chap a rain at Tfilah, and it's Shaykh to look, they could look towards Jerusalem, chap a rain at Tfilah. So Mela, that was what Chazal saw. That means even after he daven shachras and mincha, there's still yet a mokim to daven in an oifin of to chapa rain. Don't let the whole day pass, the whole night pass, when there's an opportunity to daven towards the Rebbeinu Shleilam. He was mesaken that nekuda, and that's what it means. Yaakovinu was mesaken tefillas Ma'ariv. He was mesaken tefillas Ma'ariv because this nekuda. And memelis ken zayin, you can answer Tosfos kasha that even though Yaakov was a spal before shkia, and we don't have to say that it's a raya to the Shitas of Beinu Tam, to be passing like a Behuda. It could be he's talking, daven that third tefillah after Shachar and Mincha, he davened the third tefillah before Shkia. But the Nakuda of the tefillah was that it was a second was that Techapa Rain a tefillah. Memela Ma'ariv was as man's Moschab Alelus, which Be'etzem doesn't need a tefillah. Chazal, this was in the Kuda, even though after we daven Shachas and Mincha, there's still, the Yaakov was a sakin, a tefillah, to chap a rain, and a zman that we could chap a rain. And the Mela Arvis was at that time, when naturally we have a munas chabalela, it's the time to look towards the Baruch Shalom. Therefore, Chazal, therefore there's the sakin, tefillah's Arvis, keneged Yaakov. So you see from Yaakov, this Nakuda of Yaakov, that Yaakov's whole tefillah of Ma'ariv was, his whole thing was, he reacted spontaneously, Efshar Varti, Al-Makam Shespawa Avoisai. That means he internalized his tefillah, the things, the tefillahs of Shachas and Mincha, the tefillahs were internalized with such a kuvah towards Rebbeinu Shel Olam, therefore his reaction is gonna be, he's gonna react. So you see, Yaakov was, the Nakuda of Yaakov internalizing all his ruchnis, everything, and therefore his reaction became spontaneous and he reacted in such a way. And the Mela is kind of saying, that's the reason why we learn out from Yaakov Avinu specifically, this Nakuda of Panas, Tzadik, Isoroshim, you see it's a Tzadik and Isoroshim, because the Nakuda that Torah is trying to say is that, when the Chaparain, when you're around the Tzadik, the way the Tzadik asks, don't just act that way, because you're just going to act, because the tzaddik is there, but internalize why you're acting that. And the mela, it won't be. When the tzaddik leaves the city, there'll still be hoida, ziva, and adara. Agut and Shabbos.